You're listening to a podcast from Victory. Murder is more than just killing. It is an attitude of the heart. Discover more about this truth in week 6 of 10.
Welcome to our 7 p.m. service. You are in Victory Metro East. Right now, we are in the middle of a series, of a long series about 10. God's perfect law and God's perfect love. We have been going at this for, this is the 6th week. So, 6 commandments up to today, and we have a few more. Before we go on, can we just get a recap? Para alam natin na saan na tayo. Week 1, we said, the first commandment is, you shall have no other gods before me. Can we all read it again, all of us? Let's read it. You shall have no other gods before me. Sabi ni Lord, bawal ang extra Diyos. Pag hindi nakuha ng katabi nyo, pakikwento na lang mamaya habang lumalabas kayo. Kasi yung extra Diyos, yan yung ano. Week 2, you shall not bow down to what? Idols. Week 3, let's read all together. You shall not use God's name in vain. Week 4, you shall remember the Sabbath and keep it what? Holy. Last week, we celebrated Father's Day. And the 5th commandment is honor your father and your mother. Today, we're going to read from Exodus chapter 20, verse 13, where it says what? Let's read it together. You shall not murder. And before I continue, meron po akong papalabas na video for all of us to stress this point. And I just would like to advise everyone na medyo sensitive po yung video na ipapalabas ko. Could be offensive to some of you, but I feel that this is really important dahil papakita po dito yung graphic po kung paano nangyayari ang murder. So without prolonging the agony, can we please play the video?
Raises up, contested three is up, and good for Kyrie Irving. Wow.
And alam nyo,
Cleveland, this is for you.
If you are as good as the Cleveland Cavaliers, ang hirap mag-obey. Do not murder. And history was made in Game 7 of the 2016 basketball po, yung pinanood natin, of the NBA Finals, where the Cleveland Cavaliers did the impossible, where they came from behind 3-1. And there has never been any team who came back from 3-1 in the NBA Finals. And only 3 have forced a Game 7. Not in 50 years. Sila lang po yung pangatlong nag-force in a Game 7. And they were able to close it through the help of this great man, si LeBron James. And it takes a team, apparently, to beat the Golden State Warriors. Yung mga Golden State Warriors, nasan kayo ngayon? Tahimik kayo ngayon. Last week, ang ingay-ingay nyo. Ang lakas nyo, mang ape, ng mga Cleveland Cavaliers. But yung mga Golden State Warriors was defeated by the Ultimate Warrior and his team. Marami po sila. So, let's get back to our topic. Kahit masakit pa po sa inyong mga loob, medyo nararamdaman nyo pa po yung pain and sorrow. We are going to talk about murder. But for some of you here right now, maybe you're wondering, Pastor, I don't murder. I'm a good person. I'm a person who, kahit lamok nga, hindi ko ipis, hindi ko pinapatay ipis, pinapadaan ko, labas ka na, please, please, parang awa mo na. Hindi ako ganong klaseng tao. I don't know how this will apply to me. You may be sitting here wondering. You may be looking at your seatmate. May katabi ka ba dito? Parang ang bait-bait ng itsura, parang hindi maka, ito, kasi hindi makakapatay ito. hindi ganun to. But have you heard in the news, narinig nyo na ba, that there was a couple, may couple po, mag-asawa, that was killed, that was murdered. because they unfriended somebody on Facebook. This is news. Nasa news po to. Inunfriend po sila, na-offend yung inunfriend, pinatay sila. There was a brother and a sister fighting over who controls the remote control sa bahay ng TV. Pinatay po nung brother yung sister. That's so sad, but it happens. There was a woman who was beaten to death. Bakit po? She was at the wrong place at the wrong time. Merong kumukuha ng picture, selfie or whatever. Na photobomb niya by accident. Nagalit. She was beaten to death. May mag-best friend. I don't know if anyone else has been killed for less. But the friend, they fought each other. Napatay po niya yung best friend niya. Alam niyo ba kung bakit? Ayaw kasi siya bigyan ng Cheetos. Parang unthinkable. But that's what murder is. And that's what murder does. More than the act of killing, though, we will be looking at the spirit of murder. Why did God tell His people, do not murder? Hindi ba parang, hindi mo na kailangan sabihin sa amin yun? Lord, no-brainer. The fact that God said, you shall have no other gods before me, that He said, you shall have no idols before me, that you should revere my name, keep the Sabbath, honor your mother and father, your father and mother. Could it be that the reason the law was given is because we all have the capacity to murder and not realize it? Tignan mo ulit yung katabi mo ngayon. Tignan mo nang mabuti. Pwedeng pumatay yan. Kaya ingat ka lang. So, what is murder? As we talk about murder, there has been different translations of this verse. It's a short verse, but the word murder there in the King James, he used the word kill. And it's only in the later translations that they changed it to the word murder. Many Bible scholars now agree that the word murder is the more accurate and correct translation. Because there is a difference between killing someone and murdering someone. To kill, or the word harag in Hebrew, is to take any life, whether it's an animal or it's a human life. It's to take deliberately a human life or by accident. To take a human life legally or illegally, morally or immorally. The fact that you take someone else's life, you've killed that person. But to murder someone is to take human life. It does not pertain to animals. You don't murder animals. You only kill animals. But you murder human life deliberately. That's important. Illegally against the law, and immorally against the laws of God. Why do we say deliberate? You never say someone was murdered by accident. When you say murder, there has been a deliberate thought. There has been planning that went into that act of taking someone else's life. When you say illegally and immorally, you don't say to the police, doing something to the course of their duty. May hinahabol yung mga police na criminals, bad elements, and in the process of catching them, they kill them. You don't say the police murdered the criminals because they were just doing what they needed to do. So they killed them. So just to give us proper context, killing is different from murder. And we are going to talk about murder. In the Old Testament, God allowed death. Death was a penalty for murder. If you take someone's life, you need to give your life as payment. Killing is allowable in the context of war. God told Joshua, how many of you remember the story? I will give you the land that I've promised you, but there are impediments. May mga naka-occupy nung land na yon. So God told Joshua, whoever gets in your way, kill them. So God allowed that. Killing of animals for worship, God allowed it. And in Genesis 9 verse 3, you know, the Bible told us, anything that moves is good for food. You can eat anything. All the animals, God allows it. Killings due to self-defense. Even in our laws today, if you kill someone because you are defending yourself, may pinasok yung bahay mo, and you're there to protect your family, and you kill that intruder, that's allowable. There are laws that will protect you. and accidental killings in the Bible, when you kill someone by accident, let's say nagtataga ka ng ano, may itak ka, nagtatabas ka ng rice, tapos merong nagpa-prank sa'yo sa likod, hindi niya alam may itak ka, naitak mo siya by accident, ay patay. That's by accident. God made the provision. He created a city of refuge where they will live there for the rest of their lives and die there. He allowed certain things. In the New Testament, Paul outlined that the government, the authorities have the capacity to execute judgment and wrath to criminals. Those who go against the law, they can be killed. According to the scriptures, it is murder when it is deliberate. Deliberate means plinano mo yan. Pinag-isipan mo yan. Hindi yan accident. It is due to negligence. It's murder when you have a dangerous animal and you did not tie that animal. Meron kang grizzly bear. Malaking grizzly bear. Tapos hindi mo tinali. Tapos nakawala. Tapos kinain yung neighbor mo. Ikaw, guilty ka for murder. It involves the death of fetus. When you plan to harm a pregnant woman, even if the pregnant woman survives and the baby in her child dies, you are guilty of murder. If it involves helpless and dying persons, yung on the brink of death, hindi mo na pinatawad, pinatay mo pa, that's murder. Wala nang kalaban-laban, pinatay mo pa, that's murder. So why is murder wrong? Bakit? Bakit mali ang murder? Kailan nagiging mali ang murder? When it terminates the gift of life. How many of you realize that the life that you live right now, today, it's a gift from God? Whether you like your life or you don't like your life right now, God gave you that life. And it's supposed to be a blessing. Job 12 verse 10, in His hand is the life of every creature and the breath of all mankind. Everything that lives and moves, God had a hand in it. God breathed life into it. You're here and you're not an accident. Don't think that sumingaw ka lang, nakalusot ka sa radar ni Lord, tapos nandiyan ka ngayon, miserable buhay mo. God has a plan for you. God knows you because God is the giver of life. Therefore, God is the only one who can take it. If you don't like the life that you are living today, right now, you're miserable, you want to end it, paalam ka muna kay Lord. Because that's not for you to take. However, those who take it behave like Satan, whose nature is to what? Steal, kill, and destroy. Satan is the enemy of God. Satan wants to destroy everything that God gives you. Satan wants to steal everything that God gives you. Satan wants to kill you. You may not be aware, but that's his goal. Everything that he does, all the sin that he leads us to, will ultimately lead us to death if we keep behaving like him. Satan is the thief who comes to steal, kill, and destroy. John 10, verse 10. Jesus said, the devil was a murderer from the beginning. John 8, verse 44. And secondly, murder destroys the image of God in man. Why is murder wrong? Number one, it's not for us to mess with someone else's life. In Genesis 9 verse 6, Cain was telling Abel, whoever sheds the blood of man, by man shall his blood be shed. For in the image of God has God made men. He was telling Cain, you should not have taken your brother's life. Because your brother, you were made in my image. You are messing with my image. Ultimately, we are messing with God when we take someone else's life. What does that look like? We are God's masterpiece. Imagine you have, and just use your imagination. Imagine you are about to mount one of the most glorious painting museums in the world. And your masterpiece, nandun, the Mona Lisa. Are you familiar with the Mona Lisa? Not time picture, but just use your imagination. Proud Sid Leonardo da Vinci of the Mona Lisa. But before the opening day, Naisip mo, may naisip ka parang medyo luma na yung style nitong Mona Lisa na to. Binago mo yung itsura. Pinalaki mo ng konti yung mata ni Mona Lisa. In-undercut mo yung buhok. Binago mo! Para medyo modern yung twist. How do you think the original maker would feel? Would it be the same? I don't think so. You just messed with someone else's masterpiece. And that's what happens when we commit murder. Now, let's go back to our question. How can we all be guilty of murder? If I ask you today, and I will not ask a show of hands, if I ask you today, who among you here has ever murdered a person? Probably all of you will say, never, no, never ever. Maybe there could be one or two of you here who may have had a hand or know someone, or you could have been guilty at some point, but we're not going there. But all of us can be guilty of murder. In Matthew 5, verse 21 to 22, this is Jesus. He says, "You have heard that it was said to those of old, 'You shall not murder.'" He was referencing Exodus 20, verse 13. "And whoever murders will be liable to judgment." Verse 22. "But I say to you that everyone who is angry with his brother will be liable to judgment. Whoever insults his brother will be liable to the council. Whoever says, 'You fool,' you will be liable to the hell of fire." Jesus was in fact saying here, the act of just hating your brother, having intense anger over someone, is like murder. It's right up there with murder. Even if you don't use a gun or a weapon to kill someone, just that intense hate. And if you're a lady here, ay, for men lang yan, brother. No, kasama kayo dito. Sama tayong lahat. It's all of us. Does that mean that if we're angry, ako mag-murder na ako, angry na ako? Have you heard of this place in Tarlac? They created a place or a thing. Ang tawag nila dito, taksya po. Familiar ba kayo doon? What this place does is it's a place where when someone is intensely angry over something or someone else, pupunta ka dito sa place na to. Ganito itsura. Nakalagay dyan yung mga things, names that people hate the most. And then you will pay and they will give you a plate. Yung plato na ihahagis mo. Kung galit ka sa ex-wife, kung galit ka sa sister-in-law mo, kung galit ka sa kumpare mo, hahagisan mo. Brother-in-law mo, galit ka, eto sa'yo. And malaking wall po yan. And one of the names, yung mga target na palaging tinitira ng mga tao. Would you like to know ano yung, hindi nyo na mabasa yung name kasi burado na sa sobrang daming platong binages. You wanna know ano yun? Professor, teacher. So maraming mga binagsak. Eto sa'yo. Ang next doon, mga chismosa, integrera. Yun, halos mabura-bura na. Maraming galit. But there are two kinds of anger. There is the godly kind of anger, the one that Jesus showed us. Remember when Jesus went to the temple and he saw what people have done to God's temple? And he overturned yung mga ginagawa ng mga vendors. He tried to destroy them. Nagalit siya. There was godly indignation. The Bible uses that word, indignation. And the other kind of anger, if it's not for the things of God, is the fleshly kind of anger. Yan. Diyan tayo familiar. Diyan tayo magaling. Yan ang alam na alam natin. One of my favorite teachers from every nation, he comes here and he teaches our pastors. His name is Pastor Paul Barker. He's a big man, about 6'6", beard, no more hair. Kamukha niya si Stone Cold, Steve Austin. Para siyang, but he's very kind, lovely man. Nagkwento niya, when a few years after he has been coming here, meron nagpahiram sa kanya ng vehicle so that he could go whenever he needs to go. He can drive. And he noticed, sabi niya, you know what? Driving in the States is different from driving here in the Philippines. When you are in the States, sabi niya, and he comes from Nashville, medyo maraming open spaces, wide roads. Sabi niya, the car in front of you is so slow or talagang nakakasagabal ma, ang ginagawa lang nila isang beep. Beep! Yun na yun. Naintindihan na nung nasa likod, uy, ako, I'm being a nuisance. in the road. Tatabi na yon. Or pagka siningita ka, peep, oh, babalik yan. Understood na sa kanila. And when he started driving here, nagulat daw siya. Na-stress siya. Kasi, ewan ko, sanay na siguro tayo. Kasi dito, masingitan ka lang ako. Peep, 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 peep. Sanay na tayo. I'm sure kanina lang, nung papunta kayo dito, dami nyo ng peep na ginawa. Peep, peep. Diyan lang pa lang sa Marcos Highway. Very stressful times for us. And a good test of our patience as drivers. Where does this anger come from? Tawag niya sa atin, here in the Philippines, you guys are angry birds. Para daw tayo mga angry birds magmaneho. Parang konting singit lang, nag-freak out na daw tayo. And I don't think that's normal, sabi niya. Jesus showed us where this comes from. In Mark 7, verse 20 to 21, what comes out of a person is what defiles him. It's something inside. For from within, out of the where? The heart of man, come evil thoughts, sexual immorality, theft, and what? Murder comes from our heart. And adultery, they're all the same. All the vilest things that you can ever think about and murder, they're the same. It doesn't come from the circumstance. It doesn't come from the outside. It doesn't come from what other people have done to you. It comes from inside of you. You understand that? Murder is an evil outworking that comes from our hearts. It comes from inside. And the act of murder starts not from the outside, but inside, where it starts, where? With anger. I don't know where some of us are here in terms of handling anger issues. Meron ba sa inyo dito, nag-take na kayo ng anger management classes because you have real issues with this? It's not a laughing matter. It's hard. It's hard to be with someone who is constantly angry. Na-experience nyo na ba yan? Anything, kahit maliit na bagay, galit agad. Kahit sinong kausap, kahit kano kaganda yung kausap sa kanya, galit agad. Anger ang way niya to get what he or she wants. It's a tool to manipulate, to intimidate. It's something that maybe some of us here are experts. I don't know. Anger, probably ang nag-motivate dun sa brother to kill her sister over the remote control. Anger, probably yung nag-motivate dun sa friend to kill his best friend over Cheetos. Can you believe it? Chips. Here today, gone tomorrow, gone later. Pero paano kung nasa isang bar ka one night? How will you deal with your anger? Nasapak ka. Tapos sinapak mo rin siya. Anong gagawin mo? Away na yan. Kailangan magkaroon na ng bigwasan. This is one of the most talked about cases where some people show other people, society, how they deal with anger. They resort to physical violence. Maybe the good thing about this, what we are seeing right now, that unfolded yesterday, yung bigwasan ni Baron and ni Kiko na apparently were friends. And because of this, ang daming nangyari, words have been said, things have been done. Their friendship was on the brink of ending. Someone decided, no, you fight this over in the ring like men. So nagano sila mixed martial arts, nagfight sila 2 rounds, and the first round went to that guy with no hair. Pero mukhang ano rin, manggugulpi din. And to this other guy who looks out of shape. First round went to Kiko and the second round went to Baron, but Baron was interviewed later on and he felt that the other guy won because mas gulpi po yung mukha niya, medyo dugudugo siya ng konti, but that's irrelevant. Because the funny thing about this is nothing was really solved between them. How they dealt with their anger. It's a good thing someone else stepped in and told them, let's solve it here in the proper venue. If left to themselves, their anger, their intense hate for one another would have led to someone between that two losing his life. And that is scary. And that's what we see being played out in the media. That's what we see being played out every day, even at home. Some of us here constantly live with people getting angry all the time. Hirap, di ba? Hirap matulog. Tapos lagi may sumisigaw sa bag. Galit na naman. Bang! Almusal mo, galit. Huh? Hirap. Paul tells us in Ephesians 4 verse 31, get rid of all what? Bitterness, rage, and what else? Anger. Get rid of it. Brawling, yung pakikipag-away, slander, saying bad things about someone else, along with every form of malice. It has no place in your life, Paul says. Get rid of it. Throw it away. What are the things that you need to get rid of right now in your life? Mga useless things, di ba? Meron ba kayong ginawang house cleaning lately and chinek in inventory nyo yung buhay nyo? What are these things in my house that's filling up my mga trash? You get rid of it. That's one of the things you need to get rid of out of your life. Anger. Treat it like trash. You don't need it. Do you sleep with trash? Do you cherish trash? Tulog na ako. No. We throw it away. We don't want to live with trash. It's the same thing with anger. Throw it away. Colossians 3 verse 8. But now you must rid, again, in a different letter, you must rid yourself of all such things as anger, rage, malice, slander, and filthy language from your lips. If you're still struggling with filthy language in your lips, get rid of it. That's no place in your life. Now James gives us the reason why we should get rid of it. My dear brothers, take note of this. Everyone should be quick to listen in James 1 verse 19 to 20. Slow to speak and slow to what? Slow to become angry. For man's anger does not bring about the righteous life that God desires. If you think that you have gotten away with a lot of things because you got angry, kulang yung fries na binigay sa akin ah. Kulang ng dalawang stick. Ano ba kayo? Anong service meron kay Tito? De-demanda ko kayo. Bigyan mo ako ng large fries. Okay. Plus cholesterol sa katawan. It's not worth it. James tells us, be slow to speak and slow to anger. Whenever you feel like getting angry, delay it. Gusto ko magalit. Mamaya na lang. Sandali lang. Mamaya na ako magagalit. It's hard. Especially for those of us na yun ang automatic, parang knee-jerk reaction to express anger over something. Whenever we lose control, whenever we lose power, whenever we are losing, period, because we always want to win, we get angry. It will not bring about the righteous life that God gives us. I don't know if because your parents raised you up like that because they're always angry. The environment you live in because everybody got their way because they got angry. It's not important because it will not lead you to a righteous life. Anger doesn't solve anything. It builds nothing, but it can what? Destroy everything. It will not solve anything. It will only solve it temporarily. But you will still have to deal with the same problem over and over and over again. In the end, it will ultimately destroy your relationships. It will ultimately destroy what you have built so hard. It will ultimately destroy your life. So why did God tell us not to murder? And as we saw, even things like anger, just hating on someone else so badly. Maybe you're here and someone did an injustice to you. You were a victim of something that was beyond your control and then binuli ka that you started hating someone so bad that you want that person dead or a group of people dead. That's murder. You've already committed murder. Now God reminded his people when he gave the commandments, he says, I'm the Lord your God. We have a relationship. There's something between us. We have a covenant. We have a bond. We have something that keeps us together. And I brought you out of the land of Egypt where you were suffering, where you were treated as slaves. And out of that house, I rescued you. I took care of you and I protected you. Now, so when God tells His people, do not murder, it's not because God is OC. It's because God loves us. You know, He wants to express that to us by commanding us, reminding us that murder is not a way out. Let's bring it down to our context. If anger leads to murder, ultimately, in your hearts, anger is not a way out. Anger is not a way to solve your problems. Some of us may not have the patience to deal with things that we need to deal with. That's why we resort to anger. It makes things faster. We get our way faster. But will you trust God today and stop resorting to anger to fix your problems? Because ultimately, it will lead to your own destruction. The reason why Paul commands us, it's not even suggesting, get rid of anger. Because it's not good for you. As I come to a close, maybe you're here and you're thinking, is there hope for me? Paano na ako medyo, I'm in this boat. We're going to be dealing with that later. But I want to tell you a story about a man in the Bible. He was a ruthless man, but he was also a great man. He was a great leader. People followed him. People obeyed him. And he knew a lot of things. He was very respected. His name is Saul. And this man was an extreme follower of Judaism. And Judaism, they do not believe that Jesus is the Messiah. And when Christians started coming out, when Jesus left, he started persecuting these Christians. He started stalking them. He started getting into their face. And he started killing them. Killing. Murder. He was a murderer of Christians. Kung ngayon buhay pa si Paul, may hashtag siya. Ang hashtag niya, murder Christians, pamor. It was a sport. It was killing human lives who were declaring their allegiance and loyalty to Jesus Christ. Patayin yan. Pakain yan sa leon. Let them entertain us. Let's see if they will survive being fed to the lions. But something happened to Saul. He encountered God. And this Saul, God changed his name. God changed his name to Paul. And Paul is the apostle, the person, the man we know who wrote most of the New Testament. He saw who he was. He saw his life, a murderer, a sinner, an enemy of God. And when he encountered God, something drastic happened. It's as if he did a complete turnaround. And I want to share with you Paul's testimony in 1 Timothy chapter 1, verse 12 to 16. Let's just read this, like reading someone's diary, telling you what they just went through. I thank Christ Jesus our Lord, who has given me strength, that He considered me trustworthy, appointing me to His service. Even though I was once a blasphemer, a persecutor, and a violent man, and I was shown mercy because I acted in ignorance and unbelief. The grace of our Lord, in verse 14, was poured out on me abundantly, along with the faith and love that are in Christ Jesus. Verse 15, here is a trustworthy saying that deserves full acceptance. Christ Jesus came into the world to save sinners, of whom I am the worst. How many of us can say that? I'm a bad sinner. I'm the worst. Maybe some of you here think, I'm an okay sinner. Little sins. But for that very reason, I was shown mercy so that in me, the worst of sinners, Christ Jesus might display His immense patience. If you think you're impatient, God is more patient than you. As an example for those who would believe in Him and receive eternal life. Maybe there are some of us here, we can't deal with things whenever we don't get our way. We can't deal. Pag na nadadaya tayo, naiisahan tayo, we can't deal with the fact that you lost something, money, possession, a relationship over someone else. We just can't deal with it. That's why we allow anger. Anger soothes us. Anger gives us some way out. Makes us feel that things will be fine. That's not the right way. And if you think that there's no way out of your anger, there's someone who's more patient than you, whose patience is immense, and who can help you get out of that life. Only through Jesus can murderers, sinners, angry birds, people who live with anger constantly, can receive freedom and forgiveness. Let's all stand. Thank you, Lord. All of us have the capacity to commit murder. Maybe not physical murder. Emotional, psychological, even spiritual murder. We've all done it. Some of us may have thought, it's okay. Hindi naman siya harmful. But when we see what God's Word tells us about it, it's like, guilty rin tayo tulad ng mga taong nakakulong ngayon sa Muntinlupa of committing multiple murders. We're no different. Let's all bow our heads and pray. Father, we just come to You tonight and we just recognize Your great love, Your great patience, Your immense patience for us and to us. God, we realize that the moment we gave our lives to Christ, we are in a covenant bond with You. That You are our Father, not just a commander or a boss. That when You say, do not murder, You say that in love. You say that to express care and concern for us. And Lord, help us hear what You want to say in the Spirit. That God, we recognize that anger is the starting point of murder. Lord, for some of us, never realized that anger can be sin. The fleshly kind of anger, whenever we don't get our way, whenever we lose control, we lose power, that's where what we resort to. God, we recognize, Lord, we have sinned big time. Lord, we come to You right now and we repent. We pray for the grace to get rid of anger in our lives. Maybe some of you here have a real issue with anger. I don't know if you're young or you're not so young. You know your life. You know that there are things that have been, people have been hurt seriously because of anger issues caused by you. And you've never really dealt with it. The Bible tells us to get rid of it. If you hate garbage, if you hate trash, hate anger. It has no place in your life. If you have been done an injustice, life's not fair, I hate those bullies, God is your avenger. He will make it right. It's not your job to harbor anger and to wish the worst for those who have wronged you. That's the last thing that you would want to do, because it will not lead to righteousness, the righteous life that God has planned for you. So just surrender this to God. Whatever it is, you're impatient, you're easily, you use anger to intimidate, you use anger to harm, to hurt, that's not right. Surrender it to God. There's grace right now. God is your protector. God is your healer. God will restore you, because God loves you.